Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. Welcome to another episode of the Voices of Courage show. The world is waking up. Are you? You know, there's a lot going on in this world, and you can turn on the TV and watch the media, or you can do what I do as an entrepreneur. What I do is I start to tune within and decide what I'm going to do for the day, how my day is going to be, how my world's going to be. And I do that by asking several different questions. So today, it's not a day about asking questions today, by the way. It's a day to inspire you, uplift you, help you to take your business and your life to a completely new level. But I do want to mention this. There are three questions that I ask every single day, and I think that it's an important way to start the day. Of course, when I open my eyes in the morning, I start out with gratitude. I just go to gratitude because I know the way that I start my day is a lot of times the way that I end my day. And boy, do I ever want to end my day in gratitude because there's so much to be grateful for. But that's me. So here are the questions that I ask. I ask, first of all, what's the three most important things that I'm going to do today? Three most important things I'm going to do. The second question I ask is, once I accomplish those things, how will I feel? How will I feel? And the third question I ask is, what can I do today to make a difference in someone else's life? You know, I found that as an entrepreneur, for me, life is chiefly service. And the greater the service, the greater the expansion of wealth in our businesses and in our lives. It's kind of interesting. If you're, it doesn't really matter at what level your organization is, whether you're a billion-dollar organization, a multi-million-dollar organization, you're just starting out, service is really the key. Once you understand that concept and you start looking and helping your customers to get more out of life, more out of their business, become more profitable, be generous in many ways, life expands for them. Their businesses get more profitable and things change in so many ways. You know, one of the things that helped me in business over the years was networking. And my wife and I, for those of you that follow us, we started an organization years ago called Shared Vision Network. We had chapters around the United States, and we help people to consciously evolve themselves and their businesses. It was a great concept. And, you know, there was times that we loved it and times when we didn't, but we ended up closing that organization. We had with the shutdown in 2010, I think it was, when the economy collapsed, we also collapsed that network. We learned a lot from that, but networking has always been the key to my success. In fact, it's the key to my success today. And we have today one of the superstars in networking. We have a man that has created over 11,500 chapters around the world, and I believe it's 78 countries today. And that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about entrepreneurship. We're going to be talking about networking. We're going to be talking about how you can uplift your consciousness, uplift your thinking, get inspired, and take your business and life to a completely new level. If that interests you, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break. And after the break, I'm going to have my very special guest.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new, clinically proven Legsercise Pro, the natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural drug-free way.
After using Legsercise for a week, I felt like I wanted to go for a walk again without pain like I used to.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
It's helped with the swelling and the pain. The tingling feeling is gone.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the clinically proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster, and as promised, I have a very special superstar today, Ivan Minster. Ivan, welcome to the show today.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken. I appreciate it. It's great to be on. And I love your opening. Fantastic opening.
Well, thank you so much. And yeah, maybe we can talk a little bit about those subjects.
Let's talk about gratitude's the first one. I wrote a book called Infinite Giving. And in it, I talk about the fact that gratitude is not a New Age psychobabble. There's evidence. There's strong data. There's studies done by Harvard, studies done by Yale, and other organizations that show that an attitude of gratitude makes a huge difference, not only in the person who's showing the gratitude, but obviously the person that's receiving the gratitude. I think people really underestimate the power of showing gratitude to other people.
Well, you know, gratitude, they say, is contagious. It's like that place where, you know, when you're feeling it, other people start to feeling it. And, you know, as Nikola Tesla told us, you know, life is, you know, if you understand frequency, energy, and vibration, you understand life. And gratitude is part of that higher resonance, that higher energy that we put out to people. How do you use that in your own life, Ivan?
Well, I try to connect with people regularly and reinforce the things that they have done in my organization. I really first started thinking about this when I read The 1 Minute Manager by Ken Blanchard many, many, many years ago. And he said, catch people doing something right, not wrong, but catch them doing something right. And so I have throughout my career tried to catch people doing something right and reinforce that and tell them how much I appreciate what they're doing and how they're doing it. The other part kind of ties into it that you were talking about. Who have you served today?
Yeah.
I really believe that we all have people that are in our story that we tell stories about that have made a difference in our life. I've got them. My parents, high school teachers, college professors, mentors throughout my life. But that's not as important as something else. Thing that's more important than who's in our story is whose story are we in? Whose life have we changed in some way? Have we helped in a positive way? And so to me, it's not who's in your story, it's whose story are you in that makes a difference in life.
Yeah. Well, you know, that question I ask about who I can, be of service to, who can I help today? You know, who can I inspire their life? That one question has changed my life in, you know, because it helps me get out of myself and it helps me to, you know, find somebody else that, you know, needs some inspiring. And I've been doing that since I kind of woke up. I guess my wake up is when I, 1992 is when I woke up and, yeah, I heard this little voice that said, you got to feel the pain to make the change, Ken. You can't just seek pleasure your whole life. And, you know, and I went, okay, I'm going to pay attention to that. And, you know, for me, it was kind of painful to go out and find somebody else to help. But, you know, I was pretty egotistical back then, but no longer. That's what life is about in my way.
It is. It's about growing. And, you know, oftentimes we think, well, we can't make a big difference. And I have said for years, you may not be able to make a world of difference, but you can make a difference in the world. Yeah. And you do that one person at a time.
Yeah.
And you do that enough over and over and over time, and you make a difference in the world.
And you make a difference in the world. You know, it's interesting when I'm just thinking about the B&I right now. And when people walk into the room, you know, there's certain people, and I've been to many B&I meetings. There's certain people that walk into the meeting and you just go, wow, I don't want to be around that person. There's other people that walk in the room and you just feel their magnetic energy.
Yeah.
You know, what's the difference? Why is that? What do you see?
Well, I think it's attitude and the way you show up in the room. I wrote another book called Who's in Your Room. And I love the concept of this book. It's imagine that you live your life in one room and that one room has only one door. And that one door is an enter only door. So that when people come into your life, they're there forever. You could never get them out. If that were true, it's a metaphor, but if it were true, would you be more selective about the people that you let into your room?
I think we would. I think more selective, and I think we'd make conscious, intentional choices in a greater way. We take more responsibility for who's in our room.
Absolutely, and here's the thing. I don't think it's a metaphor. Mm. I think it's real, and here's why. Mm. For anyone watching this, listening to this, I want you to think of somebody I talk to people and they go, well, I can get people out of my room. I can get them out of my life. So I want you, if you're listening or watching this, I want you to think of somebody that you got out of your life. Ken, if you don't mind, think of someone you got out of your life. You don't have to name them, but think of them.
Yeah, I can think of them.
Think about what they did the last time that you're like, this is it. I'm done with this person. I want them out of my life. Do you have that in your head?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So if they're still in your head, they're still in your room.
Yeah.
And they will be there for the rest of your life. It's not a metaphor, because the room begins here on one side of your temple and ends on the other side of your temple. It's the people that you've let into your life. And so, yeah, there are people that you don't want to let into your life. And you can walk into any networking meeting. By the way, I've done multiple surveys on what are the top 10 characteristics of a great networker. And always in every survey I've done, within the top three was positive attitude. The people who have a positive attitude almost always rank in the top three of people that they.
I know one thing when people, okay, because this is an important piece. You just tapped on it. You know, the people in your life, they're still in your head.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you this, when they're, you know, people that I've let go of my life, I bless them and I move on. I don't keep playing an emotional, oh, look what they did or look what I did or what, let you know, we let that go, because that part will also shut you down. So we want to move them on. We want to realize they're there, but we also want to move on. And
we do need to move on, no question. And the way we address that in the book, because they do come back. You know, you meet somebody like them, and you're going, I've been here. I've been with somebody like this person. So they're there. But the way we address it is, and my mother used to say this to me when I was a young man, because I would obsess over some issue, right? And she's like, honey, you got to take that problem, take that challenge, take that individual. You got to put it in a box and put it on a shelf.
Yeah.
And you got to focus on today.
Yeah.
And not focus on, you know, this person or that problem right now. And so, and that's what we say in the book, is you take that person, that problem, that issue, you put it in a box, you put it on a shelf. It might fall off the shelf every now and then and hit you in the head. But for the most part, I agree completely. You got to put it behind you. You have to define yourself by your successes in life, and not the challenging people that you've had in your life.
Yeah. And you know, it's easier to talk about than it is to do in life for a lot of people. You know, it's that place, you know, we saying stay positive, stay focused on the future, stay focused on success. Yeah, we are. And you know, it's interesting that, you know, I have a fella in my life, bless his heart. He's in his 80s now. He's got some Alzheimer's going on, and he doesn't have the willpower right now because of this Alzheimer's to really hold down his negative thoughts. So he thinks a lot of negative thoughts. So, you know, from my point, I always learn from everybody. I learn, you know, if we don't learn how to master our minds when we're younger, when we get older, we may not be able to do that. And we may be spreading that, you know.
Negative. You know, you lose the guardrails.
You lose the guardrails. And here's the thing. He's a great guy, but he focuses on everything that's wrong. That's wrong. And that's what he spews out of his mouth. I think a lot of people do that. But boy, it's a road to misery.
You know, there's been research that I've read lately from universities that, you know, positive attitude is very important. But what surprised me about the research I've read recently is that the best way to get to a positive attitude is to stop having a negative attitude. So you focus on not being negative, and that drifts you more into the positive, which is an interesting concept, you know, because I talk to people like, I got to be positive. No, yes, you do. But first, stop being negative.
Just stop being negative. And define what negative means to you, right?
Yeah.
Define what that means. It doesn't mean we don't look at problems and issues and realize that, you know, there's challenges here we got to solve. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about obsessing on it over and over again.
Yeah. And plus, it doesn't do any good to complain, because half the people you tell don't care and the other half are glad you're worse off than they are.
100%. You know, my wife and I got together 27 years ago. I came to her and I wanted to process some problems with her, you know, and I thought, you know, this is a new relationship. Let me see how she can help me solve these issues, right? And she looked at me and said, Ken, You know, if you want to process your issues, go get a counselor, go get a coach, but you're not going to process them with me. That's not what we do in this relationship. If you want me as your wife, you got to stop that behavior. And I was like, what?
No.
And at the time I thought, you know, I don't know, maybe something's wrong with her. She doesn't want to go deep in my issues. So we practiced that over the last several decades now. And I have to tell you, you know, that we have a beautiful marriage, and, you know, it's because we don't process a bunch of garbage, right? And I think a lot of couples do that. And I think business owners do that all the time.
Oh, all the time. Yeah. No question about it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Listen, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'd like to dive into a little bit about the evolution of networking and how you see it today with AI coming in and things of that nature. So we will take a quick break. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'll be right back with my very special guest, Dr. Ivan Minster, in just a moment. For those of you that are on our YouTube channel right now, I want to encourage you to go down and just click the subscribe button. And for those of you, my listening audience, that would like to listen to all of our shows, just go to youtube.com/@thecouragenetwork. That's youtube.com/@thecouragenetwork. If you do that, you'll be able to get all of our shows and be able to pass those shows on to people that you care about and love. Hope you do that. All right, back with my guest, Ivan Minster. And for those of you that don't know Ivan, he's also a New York Times bestselling author, multiple books on networking, referrals, relationship capital, and he's a veteran business educator with a PhD in organizational behavior. Just thought I'd throw that in because some people don't know you that well, Ivan. So, the future of kind of switch gears here, future of networking. You know, we got AI coming in, I just wrote an article for my blog that says AI will never replace me, but you know, at some aspects, AI is going to change everything for us. What do you say around the networking industry?
Listen, I think that either you lead the disruption or you get disrupted. Mm-hmm. And so BNI, which is an in-person networking organization, one would think isn't focused on technology, but you don't get a three-letter domain, BNI.com, unless you're an early adopter. So we have been an early adopter in technology for many, many, many years. As a matter of fact, one of our seven core values is traditions plus innovation. and that you need to have both in order to have a successful organization. So I would urge people to embrace the disruption that is going to happen with AI. If you don't embrace it, you're going to be disrupted by it. I mean, to me, the classic example, I could give several, but the classic is Kodak. Who invented the digital camera. They had the patent on the digital camera. And one of their VPs wrote a memo that said, well, you know, let's license this out to somebody else. We don't want to interfere with our film processing. Besides, who's ever going to look at photographs on a computer? Well, man, they missed the boat. And there are many other companies that have missed the boat. So you either lead the disruption or you get disrupted. With BNI, when COVID hit, we took almost 10,000 groups almost overnight from in-person to online. And now one-third of our organization meets part-time or full-time online, and two-thirds is meeting, has gone back to in-person. So you got to embrace the disruption.
You got to embrace it and also use the disruption. You know, the AI tools are amazing. I mean, if you're going to a BI meeting and let's say there's somebody that's going to speak that at that meeting, you can use AI tool to go in just like I did with Ivan and find out that background of that person, you know, what if they've written any other books, if they've had something in their background that is outstanding that you want to highlight. You can use it in that realm. You can also use tools like, you know, well, I'm going to my new BNI meeting. What are the three top things I need to know about this particular BI meeting or how to connect with people? There's amazing things we can do here with AI tools.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've certainly used it. I used it just recently with a sedan service driving me to the airport where the member said, gee, I don't know who my power team is. A power team is a group of business professionals that are in a symbiotic relationship. And I said, well, gee, I don't know either. Let me get back to you. And I got on ChatGPT and I said, what would make a great power team? People that are in a symbiotic relationship with the sedan driver. And I was blown away with the answers. It was like hotels that don't have a car service, but want to refer somebody, wedding planners that have people coming into town and they want to have a car service. There were several others. Caterers that are doing an event and they want to have a car service. So there are, I went back to him with this list of professions and he was like, wow, I would have never thought of those. So then he went out to find those people to bring him into a BNI group so that they could work together.
That's so cool. You know, I want to jump around a little bit too with, one of my friends, Stephen M. R. Covey, wrote a couple books,
Speed. I know Stephen, he's a good man.
Well, Stephen, right. Yeah, say it. Speed of Trust, right? Let's talk about trust because, you know, it's interesting for a man that's built so many chapters out there. There's thousands of decisions you've had to make over the years regarding the organization and who's coming in, who's going out. And a lot of that has to do, I believe, with not only trusting others, but trusting your inner voice, that inner guidance. I'd like to pick your mind around that. Like, how do you tune in? How do you make decisions?
Well, I think you need to make decisions based on your values and the core values of the organization. I think you lose trust in two very, I've never talked to anybody online or in an interview with this, so this is all new for me. But I think you lose trust in two very distinct ways. One is you lie. You don't tell the truth. And that's obviously a problem. But I think you also lose trust when you make a mistake and don't own up to it. Mm. You know, you make a mistake. It was an honest mistake. I didn't really mean to do that. You know, it just kind of played out that way. And you don't step up and say, I'm sorry, I was wrong. This didn't work out the way I had planned. And here's what I'm going to do to fix it. When you do that, it's amazing. I would argue that if you, in fact, follow through and make it right, you not only improve, you not only fix the trust, you improve the trust because you've then, you've said, yeah, I made a mistake, but I'm going to make this right. Then you make it right. And people really then trust you.
Well, you know, the show is called Voices of Courage for a reason. You know, it takes courage to live up to your lies and live up to your mistakes. It just does. And courage doesn't show up until you step into the unknown. And the unknown for some people might be getting out of fear, because I believe fear is the stopper that, yeah, a lot of people lie because they're afraid something's going to happen if they don't, if they tell the truth, or if they make a mistake. You know, well, I might lose my job. I might, lose faith. It's just the opposite, like you said.
Yeah, one of my favorites, you mentioned Stephen M. R. Covey. One of my favorite quotes from his book is, you can't talk your way out of something you behaved your way into.
Exactly.
That is so true. You can't talk your way. You got to behave your way out of something you behaved your way into.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Steve, I got a great story with Stephen real quick. I was in Provo, Utah, and I was hiking. There's a mountain above Provo, and I was hiking that with a client of mine. And I was writing this, my latest book, which is called The Courage to Change Everything. And my client said, hey, you got somebody that is going to write the foreword to that book. And I said, no, I don't really have anybody. He says, well, you know, I know Stephen Covey, and he's right down the road. I said, well, yeah, I've had him on a show with me before, but I don't really know him, but I don't know if he's going to do that. And my buddy Vince says, no, we're going to do it. So we go knock on his door. And his wife, Jerry, opens the door, and she says, well, Stephen's in the shower. Let me ask him if he wanted to talk to you guys.
That's funny.
He says, come back in 20 minutes. We come back, and he invites us in. And anyway, long story short, he ended up writing the foreword to the book. But what a guy. He's a great guy.
Yeah, amazing guy. He and I were members. He stepped down a few years ago of the Transformational Leadership Council, which was started by Jack Canfield, and I've been a member for about 20 years.
Yeah. So that's where you met Steve?
Yeah, I met Stephen in TLC, Transformational Leadership.
Okay. All right. So let me see. Let me go back to trust here, because I think it's an interesting piece. You know, you talk about trust as a currency, right? So it's a currency.
Yeah. And so does he. He really talks about that.
Yeah. And so let's bring it down to the practical for my audience here. So how does trust show up like on a not only on a BNI meeting, but on daily life? Making those decisions that are either going to move you forward or move you back.
I would point people to what I talk about in a book I wrote called Networking Like a Pro, called the Time Confidence Curve. That no matter what business you're in, it's going to take a certain amount of time before people have confidence in your ability to provide a quality product or service, have the trust to build the credibility to provide a quality product or service. And so in a networking perspective, it's part of what I call the VCP process, visibility, credibility, profitability, that first you have to be visible. People have to know who you are, but then you have to establish credibility. And that's where it really takes time, because you have to build trust, and trust doesn't happen overnight. And then and only then can you get to profitability, where people want to do business with you.
100%. You know, I have a friend of mine. He owns a PR organization, and Ryan gets just amazing guests. This is when I was starting out. He was getting amazing guests on his podcast. And I was like, well, how do you do that, Ryan? And he says, well, all I do is I decide who I really want to talk with. And then I reach out to that person time and time. He says, some of them take me years to get, but I eventually get everybody. And I think that's the key. We got to just, you know, visualize what you want, but go after it. But it, like you said, it does take time. Yeah,
it does. And listen, I'm a believer in the law of attraction. But the word action, or I should say, and the word action is part of the word attraction.
Yeah.
And so you can attract it all you want, but if you don't take the right action, you're not going to achieve it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, over the years, I'm sure that you have taken some old limiting beliefs off of Ivan Minster. I don't know what they are, but I know one thing. I want to talk about that when we come back from the break. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles. Cider with Rosie, Common or Garden, Ant and Deck, Fish and Chips, Mum and Dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm talking with Ivan Meisner, and we're talking a little bit now about limiting beliefs, all right? Limiting beliefs. You know, I don't know if you thought we were going to go down this path today, Ivan, but, you know, this is, I just want to make it real for my audience. I want to get them real and realize that, you know, no matter where you are, at whatever stage in life you are, you know, if you've got some limiting beliefs, it's limiting you. And you can, when you take those off, things open up, doors open up, new people come in your life, new profits come in, a lot of things happen. Can you give me a story of maybe that, what's happened with you, some of those beliefs that you've had to take off?
Well, you know, I have to admit, I have not had a whole lot of limiting beliefs that have held me back. I've certainly had limiting beliefs, but I've observed other people who achieved what I thought wasn't possible. And I'm like, well, wait a minute, if they can do that, why can't I? And if I have any superpower at all, it's that I'm a dog with a bone. I am very persistent. So I see other people have success at it. And then I move towards probably the biggest limiting belief within BNI was how big a BNI chapter could get. And there was a time where I thought, 40, 50 people would be about as big as a BNI chapter could get. And then I saw a chapter of 80 and I'm like, okay, wait a minute. These guys are doing 80 members in one. Now we have chapters of 100, 200. And so when I see others do what I think wasn't possible, I've gotten pretty good at releasing those limiting beliefs. And that's what I would recommend other people do. When you see others do, there's no reason why you can't do it as well, especially if you surround yourself with people who their strength is your weakness. You surround yourself with those kind of people and you don't need to have those limiting beliefs.
Yeah.
Sounds easy. It's not that easy. I know.
Well, I think it's limiting beliefs leave symptoms. So I think we can look at our symptoms. Like, if you're, not as profitable as you want to be, or your finances are not where you want to be, or if your relationship's not where you want it to be, or your health, or your vitality, they leave symptoms. So if there's something going on in your life, you're going, well, okay, this is the next area of growth for me. If you get clear with yourself, you get real with yourself and say, and take Ivan's advice, which is become unstoppable and like a dog with a bone, then you can pretty much overcome just about anything. That's what I've seen over my 30 years of coaching individuals that were hungry to succeed. Hungry was the word, right? They're at a place where enough is enough. I'm ready to take my life and my world to the next level. Let me ask you something about your original vision. You and I talked, before the show, and I'd asked you briefly about that, and you said you pretty much had a vision of 10,000 or more chapters when you started this whole thing.
Soon after I started.
Soon after, okay.
I'll be honest, because when I started BNI, I just wanted one group. Just one. Wow. Because I was a business consultant and I needed referrals and I wanted to help my friends get referrals. But people kept coming to me and saying, because we only take one person per professional classification. Yeah. And they'd say, hey, would you help me open up a group? And Ken, I honestly said to the first two or three groups, no, this isn't what I do. I'm a business consultant. They talked me into it. I did it. I had what I call my Brody moment at the end of 1985, where I had opened 20 chapters by accident. I didn't have a plan at that point. And my Brody moment, remember the movie Jaws? The shark comes out. You see the shark for the very first time when Sheriff Brody's throwing chum out into the ocean. And he turns to the ship captain and he says, you're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah.
That was my Brody moment, December 1985. And that's when I sat down and did calculations. How big could this be? And that was before Monsieur Google, where you couldn't just get online and ask questions or ChatGPT. I had to go to the library and sit there and look at cities and populations. And that's where I figured that B and I could be over 10,000 chapters someday. Now, you want to talk about limiting beliefs. I believed we could have 10,000 chapters. And I told a friend of mine that. And this is where people get stuck with limiting beliefs. I told a friend of mine that. Now, by the time I did the calculations, it was June of 86. So it took me 6 months to do all the calculations.
Yeah.
I said, hey, you know this B&I thing I'm doing? He said, yeah. I said, you know, I think, Bruce, I think someday this could have 10,000 chapters. And he said, 10,000. I said, yeah. He said, and how many do you have now, Ivan? I said, well, 30. He said, well, you think you can have 10,000? I said, yeah, I really believe we can have 10,000. And my God, that's what I was going to shoot for. And in 2020, we hit the 10,000 chapter.
Now, did his, when his question you, did that fuel you or stop you?
Oh, it fueled me. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I did not. I absolutely positively believed it was possible.
Yeah.
And I also understood he didn't do the analysis I did, which was pretty thorough. And I felt very confident. Here's where I didn't think it would happen in my lifetime. That surprised me. I thought it would take longer than the 35 years it took. Yeah. We're at 40, 41 now. Yeah. I thought it would take longer, but yeah, we hit it.
Well, you know, I told you I've been married 26 years to Judy, and you know, she tests my resolve all the time. She'll say, really? You think you can do that? And, you know, she's got my number, of course, right?
Yeah.
As soon as she said, I went, well, yeah, I'm doing that, right? I think we all need a Judy in our life, though. I think we all need a Bruce in our life that goes, what? You think you can do it? And then you get to test your own resolve, okay? You get to go, yeah I'm going to do it. Or if you collapse under it, then you got to look at that, right? Well, why am I collapsing? Right?
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. I think his exact words to me were, well, it's good to have goals, Ivan. Very good to have goals. Like, yes. Yes, it is good to have goals.
When you hit the first 1,000, I mean, think about it. When you hit 1,000 chapters, what was your mindset then? What were you doing thinking then?
I'm well on my way.
Yeah.
I am well on my way. And at that point, we had gone international. And I had not done the calculations globally. I just did it for the U.S., and so I thought, yeah, we'll definitely be able to hit 10,000 chapters. And that's why we did it quicker than I thought, because we went global.
Yeah. What's the vision now? What's possible now? Where do you see it? Okay, so yeah, someday you won't be here, but B and I will go on.
Well, I would like to think so, yeah. As of this morning, we had 348,000 members worldwide. I believe that in the next decade, we will have over 1 million members worldwide. And here's why that's important, is that it's making a difference in local communities.
Yeah.
In the trailing past 12 months, the last 12 months, we passed 17.6 million referrals as an organization. 17.6 million referrals. Now, this is based on what the members upload into our online system. And the value, we call it Thank You for Closed Business, the value of those referrals as reported by members was 27.1 billion with a B, 27.1 billion US dollars in Thank You for Closed Business or business for our members. Now, to put that in perspective, Ken, if you take a look at the United Nations estimates of GDP, gross domestic product, they're based on UN estimates. There are actually 100 countries in the world with a lower GDP than what BNI generated for its members last year.
100 countries.
100 countries. If you look at UN estimates, which are a little lower, you get 100 countries with a lower GDP than what we... We are changing the way the world does business. We're impacting communities all around the world. And that's what I love about what I do, is that we're putting food on the table on... families and local communities. We're employing people worldwide because of this. We're building business, and we're doing it with a great philosophy. Our philosophy is giver's gain.
Yeah.
You know, if I help you, you'll help me. We'll work together. It's not about competition, put the other guy out of business. It's about how can I help you?
Well, that's actually the philosophy that will change the world. Yes. Be honestly. And that is changing the world because, you know, that competition is fine. You know, I mean, if you've got competition, that's healthy competition for you. But when you're tearing down your another business or another person at their expense because you want to get ahead, that unhealthy competition is not worth it. And giver's gain is the philosophy that changes all of that. Because when you understand that concept and you start to experience that in your life, everything changes. You no longer have this mindset that I got to go and take to get.
That's right. That's right. And giver's gain is more than a phrase to me. It's a way of living one's life. It's a perspective to view and interact with the world. It's an attitude, not an expectation. And when it's applied properly, it'll change your life. And when it changes enough lives, it absolutely will change the world.
That's great. Well, listen, you know, I mentioned that, you know, this podcast is, in 185 countries right now. That's where we are. When I get back from the break, I want to talk real briefly about some of the countries that don't have the GDP that BNI does, and also what your plans are to be able to maybe expand into some of those countries. So we'll be right back.
Do you suffer in pain? Are you stiff, tense, or less active than before? Introducing the EasyWell Remedy Massage System that combines the incredible effects of vibrational therapy, targeted deep tissue shiatsu massage, plus soothing infrared heat. A triple fusion of therapeutic experiences. Full body vibrational therapy increases blood circulation and reduces inflammation. Look at these beads moving from the powerful vibrational motors.
It's like 1,000 little fingers just vibrating my body from head to toe.
Infrared heat penetrates deep to reduce pain, soothe, and relax.
Remedy gets in there and helps deal with the source of the pain, so you feel much better.
The Ultra Shiatsu Pillow with 6 infrared heated nodes mimics a professional massage. Plus, it's detachable for deep relief anywhere you need it.
It's just something that you're gonna have to feel for yourself.
Experience the true remedy for your pain and stiffness. Call now.
If you've been injured in an accident that's not your fault and you don't have an attorney, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to tell you what your case is potentially worth. Hello, I'm Gina, along with spokesperson Rob. Rob, tell the folks at home who should be calling right now.
Well, just like you said, Gina, anyone who's been injured in an accident that was not your fault, you don't have an attorney, give us a call right now, and we're going to let you know what your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Rob. So what kind of calls have we been seeing today?
Well, Gina, we're getting calls from all types of accidents today. Work accidents, slip and falls, truck accidents, and most commonly, car accidents. So if you were injured in an accident that was not your fault, you don't have an attorney, take that first step, pick up that phone, and give us a call. We're going to answer your questions, and we'll let you know how much money you can get for your accident.
Thanks, Rob. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Go ahead. Don't hesitate. Take that first step and call now.
Call 800-455-2790.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm talking with Dr. Ivan Meisner, and we are talking about how to create more wealth in the world, actually, and more wealth in your own life. All right. So, you know, I know that, you know, last year I went and visited India and, you know, love the exchange rate there. You know, it was 85 to 1, right? You know, that was pretty amazing for us. You can buy for $5, you can buy 5 people a lunch and with dessert and still have money left over your $5 bill in the U.S. So it's pretty amazing. But, you know, when it comes to doing business in those countries, how can BNI or how is BNI expanding into countries where the exchange rate is so different?
Yeah, we are in many, many developing nations, including India. We were talking about limiting beliefs.
Yeah.
And I've got a great story about India on limiting beliefs. We had an executive with BNI that was talking to members in India, and he said, "Hey, you know, there are chapters in the United States that are $1 million chapters. They're generating $1 million." And the members there were like, "Really? Yeah, $1 million." And so he went back like 2 or 3 years later, spoke to that region, and he said, and the member said, "We've got 5 chapters now that are doing $1 million a month." He didn't say a month. These chapters he was talking about in the U.S. were annual. But he, you know, these members, they didn't have that limiting belief, right? So they're like, well, there are chapters in the U.S. that are not rupees, okay? We're talking dollars. There are chapters in the U.S. that are doing, they thought, $1 million a month. So boom. Now I believe there are over 60 groups in India that are doing over $1 million in thank you for closed business, referred business,
yeah,
a month because they didn't have that limiting belief.
Whoa. That's crazy good. What a great story that is. So, okay. So even the chapters sometimes have these limiting beliefs. Okay. Yep. That's great. So I want to just get personal with Ivan because, okay, you know, this we're about out of time here. And, you know, what you're like me. We're a little, you know, we're further on in our life. And, you know, I'm sure you want to leave a legacy here, you know, and you already have left a legacy. But what is your legacy now, Ivan? What do you want to see, you know, when people talk about you and, you know, and they say, here's Ivan Minster, here's what he was about. What is that?
Well, so I think it's reasonably simple. Your life is your legacy. However you show up in the world is the legacy you leave behind. The idea that it, you know, whose life have I made a difference in is important to me. I wrote another book called Infinite Legacy, and I quote Jean-Paul Sartre, which is my philosophy about legacy. I'll paraphrase him. He said, "We all die too soon or too late, and yet our life is complete at that moment, with a line drawn neatly under it, ready for the summing up. You are your deeds in life and little more." And that is what everybody's legacy is. It's how you show up in the world, who you've helped. And it's not about money. I mean, it can be in part about money, but it doesn't have to be about money. It's how you show up and how you treat other people and this, and whether you're in their story or not.
That's a big one. That's a big one. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
My parents had no money. They were very low income, blue collar family. And, but they left a great legacy in what they taught me. If I have any people skills at all, I got them from my mother, not my father. She was great with people. And my dad, I got my work ethic from my dad. He was a hardworking man. And so they left a great legacy behind, which I've been able to carry on with other people. And so it doesn't have to be about money.
That's absolutely right. It's about values. It's about wisdom. You know, I say this, we have enough information in the world. You can just Google it or now AI it. But what we really need in this world is wisdom. And you've left that wisdom here in spades today, Ivan Meissner. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
BNI.com is where you can find Ivan
Meissner.
Meissner. I'll get that right. BNI.com, or you can go to Ivan Meissner.com. You can find out all about Ivan. Again, thank you so much for being here. And thank you all for joining us today on the Voices of Courage show. We encourage you to pass this show on to people that you care about and love so that we can continue to see the world in different ways and be able to make changes in all of our lives and upshift everybody's consciousness. Take care. Till next time.